Afternoon, Outliers. Happy April 23rd. I hope you're having a fantastic day. The market's having a fantastic day for now. Let's jump right into our market analysis. Hey, Watch Channel. Hey, Donna. Good to see both of you here. And if you're watching live, please say hi. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Brian stumbled over my words there. Brian is having a great day now. Awesome. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. But Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So speaking of, I have been working on backtesting the shorts, and I've come up with some preliminary results. And one thing that I am curious of, and I'm about to bonsoir, Rabbit. I'm about to do some additional backtesting on this as well. Is a lot of, in fact, I can show you while that loads. A lot of what I'm seeing here are incredible returns over and over and over going short. However, one thing that I've always had in my trading plan is if it closes above the prior day's high, if you're going short, for example, to get out. Now, this is a perfect example of one where it closed above the prior day's high just once, and then it continued on, and you could have had a great trade. This was actually the peak profitability point on that. And then there's some that we actually traded that you will remember, like Venom, right? One day did it close under yesterday's low, and then it rocket shipped after that, right? Had a huge run after that. So I am going to go through and maybe tweak my rules to where if the trade is not profitable, to just have the half ATR as like the one exit point, right? The one chart-based exit point. But if the trade is profitable, then looking to, because like if it's profitable, right? Here's a perfect example. If it is profitable and in a big trend, you don't see it close below the prior day's low. No, 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 no. And this was the first time that it closed below the prior day's low. So that's the end of the trend right there. So that's what I'm thinking as of right now. May have a little tweak because I'm going through these just over and over and over. And I'm seeing these crazy awesome returns. Here's a perfect example of right here, right? These really, really solid short trades, right? Boom, boom, boom. And this one right here didn't have an issue where it closed above the prior day's high until right here, which is the perfect end of the trend. This one, now I wouldn't have held that because it closed on top of the 10. This one here closed above the prior day's high, and then it dropped 10%. So I don't want to remove the risk of that, because we can all see when it starts closing above the prior day's high that price is reversing. But if it's not breaking the half ATR, I may just let that be the only exit point from this part, and then as far as the chart goes. So still working through that theory. The only reason I'm bringing that up is because it's something I'm actively working on right now. Like, this is a great trend. Did not close below the prior day's high till here, the end of the trend. This one closed above the prior day's high here, right? So it would have been a small loser there. yet the trade actually really worked out. That's what you want to see right there. Gap down, gap down, gap down, gap down. That's your exit point. Right, close above the prior day's high. That's beautiful. Now, these are, you can see the symbol. You can go back into Outlier and see literally every single one of these trades. This one here. Right, so I could have got out with a close above the half ATR. And this was actually this would be the sell signal, and then this would be the buy signal to go long. Or I should say buy signal to close the short trade. Look at this one. Now,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Also keep in mind, every single one of these I'm showing you was in a period where the market was weak. When the market was already moving down. The market defines all. Which is what we're seeing today. The market's ultra weak. Well, not today specifically, but in the last couple of weeks. Let me go through here. Say hi to Jean-Louis. Hi to Sebastian. Watch channel. Good to see you. How about selling half your position? And the keeping the rest on for possible running. That's not a bad idea. It's not at all. I am more of the all or nothing, right? One of the things I used to do is double up as the trade was working in my favor. Something that the turtle traders did. And when that worked, it worked amazing. But when a trade reversed, now I've got twice as much working against me. And that, honestly, on balance, didn't work out for me. So maybe that's not a bad idea. So either way, let's go to this, right? I like to trade with the direction of the market. Let the market tell me which direction it's going. Right now it's going south. 10 is under the 20, price is under the 50. And look at that. Chris seems to know what he's talking about. Came right down to the order block and rocket shipped back up. This should be exactly what you need to know. When an order block gets tagged, look for a bounce. It doesn't always happen, but it's very reliable. Very reliable. Interesting, right? I said, watch this level. And I even drew it on the chart. Yesterday, I pulled it in some. Today, it's actually already hit my bounce area. So I'm going to move it back to right here. And then if you go watch yesterday's, or if you remember yesterday, I talked about how I think this 50 period EMA could be overhead resistance for this. And as you can see, it's wicked up to almost exactly to that, to the penny. So let's just see. Let's just see. Now, taking a look at the next step, the outlier data for today is pretty short today. There's only one on the bear list. Bull list has 22, only one on the bear list. I wouldn't even be looking at the bull list right now. And that one, NKTR, is inside of a green overlay, which means it's in an uptrend. Let's just take a look at it. Yeah, I wouldn't short this stock right now. Look, you got the 10 over the 20, price over the 50. It's still moving up. So one thing to keep in mind, one thing that I found out is green signals and a green overlay, consider that a buy to open. Let me find an example here. Maybe that's not the best example. Here we go. Red signals and a red overlay, consider that a sell to open, like a go short. And then a green here would be to close the position. So to me, this screams closing the position, not going short. So being that that's the only one we have on today, I won't be trading today. I'm going to continue to work on the data. I am a data-driven person, and I love working on some data, so that does not bother me one bit. Plus, my objective here is to make as much money as humanly possible. That's not an exaggeration. One of my favorite phrases comes from a turtle trader. What is his name? Master of the Universe. Trader. I gotta remember his name. He's one of the famous super traders. Hold tight. 10 more seconds. Jerry Parker. Donatello, shut up. Jerry Parker. Let me show you a picture of Jerry Parker. He seems like the most chill dude of all time. Right? Seems like the most nondescript, like, I don't know, just plain guy ever. But one of his lines is he wanted to have Master of the Universe money. And I'm like, bro, that is exactly my mentality. I love that. Master of the Universe money. Gimme, gimme, gimme. So, being that I trade with Outlier and I'm a partner with Outlier, it is my best interest to make sure that I trade the best way with Outlier. And all of you get to join along in the process. So, I'm all about that data and seeing how I can make Master of the Universe money. All right. Thank you all so much for joining me for today. No trades today. That's part of trading. Remember, we don't always have to make trades to be trading. We are trading right now, and the position is cash. And Brian says, watch out for Skeletor. First, it was Splinter. Now it's Skeletor. Jeez, Brian, we're crossing all our comics here. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Talk soon.